Gerdy McLaughlin, congratulations, you've won Donegal Senior Championships, champions again, breaking that three in a row from Glenfinn. How do you feel?
Yeah, like it's unbelievable. Like we knew today coming, like it's going to be a very tough game, and like no one gave us as favourites, and we love winning as underdogs, and we had nothing to lose. We just went out and played our game, and thankfully at the end that we came on the right side of it.
Yeah, it ended up 111 to 14 points. That's after two super displays of 10 minutes and a half of extra time, and then the penalty shootout, or should I say the free kick shootout at the end. You just got that one in point.
Yeah, like we were 3 points down going into that second half of the extra time, like, and we knew we just had to push on, and like we'd be as well losing by 10 points as to 3, like, so we just pushed on, and thankfully the girls in the middle worked so hard, and so like they pushed really hard and we got the scores in.
Yeah, as you say, you were going into today's competition complete underdogs, Glenfinn holding the favourite tag. What kind of impact did that have you in the start of the first half?
No, we knew rightly, like there's not much between the two teams, like, and you know, we did lose a few players from last year even, and the girls just stepped it up today. Like, even see Maria Carr, she's only out of cast from breaking her ankle last week, like, it's, she played a full game and the extra time, it just shows the character of her. And you have other girls like Nicole McLaughlin, like, she's just absolutely flying, and but we need Bonner, she is just absolutely classic. She's only 15 and really highly rated.
Yeah, you talk about a couple of players making an impact in the game. Jill McGittigan had a good game as well, and Shannon McLaughlin in particular, and deep in the second half, the 10 minutes that were remaining in the second half extra time, she turned over some very, very good balls. As you say, it was all Glenfinn in the first half, all Terman in the second half. He's had a real impact in the second half and got clawed back from 3 points.
Yeah, we did. Like, Shannon, like, I think, like, Shan's that good, sometimes you actually forget how good she is, and she actually always performs for us and always gets in a good performance, and she does all that dogging work that not many people like, and she does it without even question, like, and there again today, like, she's up and down that pitch and I don't know where she gets the energy from.
Yeah, and this is the first time it's ever happened in a senior championship ladies game where you went to extra time and then it has gone to kicks, 25 yard kicks. Talk us through the process, how you sort of feeling at the end of half time.
Yeah, like when I went into the kicks, like, it was absolute horrible way to lose, and we just went in the huddle and says, whoever wants to take them, if you don't want to take it, fair enough. If you miss, like, sure, we're all a team, like, it doesn't really matter, but to win a game like that's nice, like, but to lose is absolutely horrible. Like, I actually don't think it's a right way to lose a game, like, and you're putting individuals into pressure that probably you wouldn't really have to, like, we're on the winning side, which is great, like, but if one of our girls had missed, you'd just feel horrible for them.
Yeah, as you say, you talk about carrying the weight of that loss. Katie Long stepped up to take maybe the third kick for Glenfinn and missed, and that put you in a very, very good position, but it could have been anyone who used it would have done the same. You know, she'll be feeling the pressure of the loss there tonight, but really she had a good game for Glenfinn. You know, she just missed a kick. The likes of yourself or Yvonne or Karen missing those pressurised kicks on a daily basis as well.
Yeah, you do, like, and like you could hit that air shot 100 times and you could miss 10, like, and but like it's fair play to her even to step up, like, it's just a horrible way, like, and it's like she'll be feeling it, but you know, a fair play to her standing up, like, that's what we said to our girls, if they miss, they miss, like, and not many people are stepping up to take it, so fair play to her, and it's a horrible way, but like she had a good game, like, it wouldn't, I'd say in a couple of weeks, like, she'll probably be okay again, like, but just a horrible way to lose for her.
Yeah, and listen, you are the champions, there'll be a lot of celebrations in Terman here tonight, but what next for this Terman team? You have a quarter final, I think, at home against the Cavan champions, I think 23rd of October now to prepare for. You'll have a few drinks tonight and back to training during the week.
Yeah, actually didn't even know when we were playing or who we were playing, like, sure, like, this year, like, anything after that's probably a bonus, like, but no, I don't know what, we'll take every game and we'll go for it, like, sure, we're county champions tonight and we'll party hard.